Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And, of course, this is your host, Allison, and thanks so much for tuning into my show this evening. I'm just very happy that you're here. And guess what? No guests this evening. It's just me. It's me. It's you. It's numerology. You can call in with your questions. If you'd like me to take a look at your chart, I'm going to be doing readings. And in between the readings and the call-ins, I'm going to be sharing some of my insights on numerology. So if you're interested in numerology, ever thought about studying it, this is the show for you. In the meantime, I just want to bring up that, you know, I had some wonderful events this past week. I did a seminar for Susan Duvall down in Doylestown. I also did a wonderful seminar for Vicky Fox of Vicky Fox Productions. Met a lot of wonderful people, and it was just a really great time, and I really appreciate both Susan Duvall and Vicky Fox for inviting me and all the wonderful people that I met. So it's been a really busy weekend. I think my voice is a little bit shot at the moment, but it was a wonderful weekend. The whole week, as a matter of fact, it's been great. I just want to say really quickly to those of you that are new to the show that I am a numerologist, professional numerologist, been doing this professionally for 11 years, and prior to that, I actually discovered numerology as a child, so it's kind of been one of those things that has always been with me, and, it just kind of ended up being what I do. And when we get into the later part of the show, I'm just going to kind of share with you what I've learned from this journey with numerology. I do want to refer you all to my website, which is visiblebynumbers.com. And my wonderful web person, Cheryl Lane, we redid the website at the beginning of last year, and we brought in all kinds of new aspects to the website. And there's actually a resource page now, and a lot of the articles that I've written, they've actually been picked up by various other different websites and being carried all over the internet. But there are some wonderful articles on the resource page. One of the most asked questions that I get as a numerologist is a lot of you out there are seeing repetitive numbers. You know, whether it's the 11, the 11, the 222, the 444, maybe you're getting some numbers in your dreams, maybe you're seeing repetitive numbers throughout the day. And there really is and because that is the most asked question that I get asked, I just decided to write it all up into a nice little article and put it on my website so I can refer people there so they can get my insight about that. And so that is on the resource page, and I refer you to that. Another new thing that I did this year is I actually did a video. It's on YouTube, but it's also on my website. And what I did in the video is I went through the personal year numbers and what they mean. Now, for those of you that don't know what numerology is, your personal year number is a number that's very specific to you. And each and every year at the beginning of the year, this energy begins to influence your experiences. And so by knowing what your personal year number means, that can kind of help you to navigate the events of your life during that year, know how to make your decisions, how to take, whether or not to take action or whether or not to be patient or whatever the events might be bringing in that particular year. And one thing that I do, and I know this is crazy, it is crazy, but I actually, anyone that emails me and sends me their date of birth, and if they don't know what their personal year number is, I email them back and I let them know, you know, because sometimes people can't figure out the calculation method. So some days when I open up my email in the morning, I'm like, ooh, okay. So I've got a lot of those to answer, but I answer each and every person that does email me asking for their personal year number. So you might want to hop on over to visiblebynumbers.com and look at the video. And then if you're not, there is an actual page on the website that tells you how to figure it out, but hey, if that's too complicated for you, by all means, you can email me and I'll get back to you and let you know which one of those number years apply to you. And I kind of do that as something like a, you know, a service to my clients, but also to people in general, because I really feel that numerology is just so incredibly accurate, but also it's so insightful to understand the cycles in your life and the various different things that this energy brings in, because it helps you to lead a more purposeful life and also a happier one as well. So check out the personal year video. Also, there's a couple of videos on my website too. I was interviewed from Princeton TV by Natasha Sherman. And there's the whole interview is also on my website, so you might be interested in that. The other thing, of course, the other website that I have is gethisnumber.com. And, you know, it's really a long story, but, you know, a lot of my clients are women that are in their 40s or 50s, and some of them are single again and back on the dating market. And, of course, you all know about internet dating and filling out the profiles and all these people emailing you or messaging you and what to do. Well, I had one client that I adored, absolutely loved her, and she, you know, was constantly falling in love, and she was consulting me about the numbers of these particular men that she was meeting, and I would keep coming back at her and saying, I don't really think this is a good match for you, or I would just try to explain that person's energy to her so that she would understand what she was getting involved with. And, you know, it was one, let's just call it one fiasco after another. So that was really what inspired me to write my book, Get His Number, A Numerologist's Guide to What He Isn't Telling You, which really kind of goes through the various different life path numbers. And if you meet somebody, if they have that life path number, it kind of gives you some characteristics and tells you a little bit about them. And you all know that when you're dating, that people don't exactly, they're not really forthcoming. They're not really, you know, sometimes we're on our best behavior when we first start dating someone, and these sort of things don't show up until later on. So this is one way to give people a heads up about who you're getting involved with. So I wrote the book, and then eventually I created the website gethisnumber.com, and it's actually directed specifically at women. So I apologize to all you guys out there. I'm sorry. One of these days I'll write Get Her Number, but this is really kind of for the girls. It's kind of like a girls club, but you can literally put somebody's date of birth in there, and there's a calculator, and it'll tell you what their life path number is, and then you can click on the link, and it'll tell you all about that particular individual. And even if you want to take it one step further, and if you wanted to get a full detailed report, I believe the reports are like 20 pages long, it gives you a heads up on what his dating style is, what his lovemaking style is, what he's interested in, what to buy him for a gift, what does he want in a woman, well, what his birthday number means. There's so much more information in the detailed version, and you can even order instantaneously a downloaded version of a reading for that person, and it's just at this ridiculously reasonable price of only $9.95. So it's an interactive, lot of fun, it's very humorous. You'll absolutely enjoy it, so make sure you check out gethisnumber.com. That's my other website. That's my baby. And also, that was also done by the brilliant Cheryl Lane. And those of you that are out there that maybe are thinking about getting a website and you're looking for the right person, I can't say enough about my web person, because she's not only brilliant, very creative ideas, but she also is very intuitive. And 9 times out of 10, she has already done something that I need that I don't even know that I need. I mean, she's very intuitive about the direction that I want to take my website in, the feeling that I want for it. She anticipates my needs. She always has them done before I even ask for them. She's really a brilliant web designer, and her link is on my website. So if you're thinking about getting a website and you really want it to be special, Cheryl's your girl. And if you look at Get His Number and also Visible by Numbers, I think they speak for themselves. I think they're really nice websites. So check out Cheryl Lane. And the other thing is the newsletter. And on Visible by Numbers, you can subscribe to the newsletter. And this is comes out at the first of every month. I'm not a spammer. I don't annoy you 10 times a week. The newsletter comes out once a month, and in the newsletter, I'll let you know who my upcoming guests are on BBS Radio, which is a nice way to keep track of who's coming on the show. I'll give you some information on numerology, so those of you that are interested or those of you that like to understand your numerology better, there's usually some tips or insight that comes in the newsletter. And also, I have the monthly forecast, and that tells you the type of energy that's coming in for you on a month-to-month basis. And so it can be very insightful at the beginning of every month. If you know what your personal month number is, then you can, it helps to explain the events as they come along during the month so you can understand what you can expect. So it can be very insightful to have, you know, sign up, and it's free, so you can't beat the price. And that can be signed up for in the subscribe box on Visible by Numbers. I think it's on several pages on the website, so it's easy enough to find. Now, I'm going to be talking about some other stuff, but I'm going to give the call in numbers because I'm here for the duration of the show. I got a lot of feedback from a lot of people that listen to the show, and a lot of what they were saying is, yeah, we love the guests that you have, Allison. That's really great, but also we love you. We love listening to you talk about numerology. We like the readings that you do, and we want to have that opportunity. So what I try to do and will try to do much better job of this year is not to get so caught up in all the interviews with people, but to also take some time to do readings for my listening audience. So with that being said, the call-in numbers are toll-free 888-815-9756, 530-327-7602, 530-413-4510, and 530-413-4522. And if you missed those numbers, just go to the front page of bbsradio.com and look for the call-in numbers for Station 1. And they're right there on the front page of the website. And I do believe I heard a beep, so I'm going to stop right here. And I'm going to check in with my caller. Who's calling, please, and where are you from?
Hello?
Hello, caller. Who's? Yeah, I hear you. Who's this?
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if it was me. My name's Frank. I'm calling from New York. How you doing? Thanks for taking
my call. Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. I would like a reading.
Okay. Can you give me your date of birth, please, Frank?
Sure. I emailed you my full name and my full date of birth. I don't know.
When did you do that? Today sometime?
Yeah, today.
Okay. Well, I didn't get it before the show. I'm
okay,
so
no problem.
Sorry. Why don't you give me your date
of
birth?
Okay, so then, September 1st, 1971.
And you know what I'll do is I really had a terribly busy day today with readings, so, you know, I can understand where I didn't quite get to your email. So, you know, I'll do your reading right now based on your date of birth, but you know what? When I get your email tomorrow, if I got anything additional to say, yeah, don't be surprised if you get an email from me, okay?
Oh, I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, because I'll just kind of take a look at whatever, you know, the full name and all that stuff. So I've got your date of birth at 9/1/1971. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So let me just, like, see if I can't give you what I can from the date of birth. And I apologize for not getting that email.
Don't worry about
it. My schedule's just been a little on the insane side, so... All right, so what we wanna talk about, what I can share with you, is that you're an old soul. So your chart is clearly speaking about this old soulness in you, and this, you know, when we talk about old soul, you know, sometimes people throw that word around rather liberally, but in numerology, there's certain things that are necessary in order to talk about a person's old soulness, and your chart is already screaming that at me, so I just want you to know. And I also want you to know that what I see very clearly with you is that you have a tremendous power, tremendous individuality, tremendous creativity and uniqueness. And I feel very strong leadership qualities, but I also feel that there's been a time in your life where you've been held back where maybe circumstances dominated over you or maybe created some difficulty with you standing on your own 2 feet or actually being in your power. In many ways, you might even be somewhat afraid of your power, or you may actually be put in positions where you feel powerless. Do you relate to that, Frank?
Yeah. It's weird about the power stuff because circumstances in my life are like kind of affected that, but
so yeah. That makes sense to you, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but you got to understand that one of the things that your soul is working through is the proper use of power in this lifetime. And although you really can be extremely strong and very much a leader and stand in the limelight and take charge and be that the guy that everyone wants to follow, there's part of you that's being held back from that. It could be an internal thing where you're kind of afraid of your power, but also just could be the circumstances of your life where you get held back or dominated over or whatever the case is, sometimes feel powerless in a situation. But eventually that's going to go away, and eventually you're going to come into your power because you do have some very strong leadership, but also you're very much of an out-of-the-box thinker, very unique ideas. You may have a tendency to want to, you know that song, Do It My Way? Well, you are the kind of person that you're not going to let other people tell you what to think or what to say or what to do. You're going to make up your own mind about things, and as you move through this life, it's all about you. How everything relates to you and how you learn by experience and maybe not being so great at taking advice. Now, I'm going to tell you that you have very strong, how would I put this? You could really be rise to the top in a business situation, rise to a lot of power with a lot of money. You can attract a lot of money your way. You may not always see yourself as being worthy of it, or maybe you feel that other people are better than you, or whatever the case may be. You might have some self-esteem issues, for all I know. But you actually have a tremendous ability with efficiency, hard work, setting goals, working to achieve things, the sort of stuff where you could leave a legacy of accomplished behind you in life. But in many ways, you're challenged to this energy, so I don't know if maybe you don't have a very good attitude towards money, power, and authority. This could also tie into the fact that you're kind of a little bit afraid of your power. But in all honesty, you could be a millionaire before it's all said and done if you just apply some certain principles in your life. Now, if I come into the energy that's around you right now, 2011 for you is a 5 personal year. I believe that last year for you, and you might even still be feeling this a little bit, but last year put you in a box, so to speak. There was a lot of hard work, limitations, or rules to follow. There wasn't a lot of freedom. It might have been somewhat of a frustrating year. However, whatever work you did last year is really fundamental to your success down the road and in the future. So it was necessary that you learn to discipline yourself last year, focus, and get it done. But as you move into 2011, this brings freedom to you, and it may gives you some opportunities to make some changes in your life. And usually in a 5-year, when a person moves into a 5-year, let's say you wanted to change your job, you hated your job, usually a 5-year could bring that shift where you could send out resumes and actually get a different job or change jobs unexpectedly. If you were wanting to move from one area to another, the 5-year could bring about a change where you're living. The 5-year also, when it comes to relationships, can bring a change in relationship. This year is all about freedom, but it's also about making changes in your life. And you should expect some unexpected things this year, like things will not go according to plan, maybe a few sudden unexpected things. It's a very good year for you to market yourself or to, put your ideas out there, expand what you do, maybe. You might even end up juggling a few things before the end of the year. On a financial level, this can be a wild card year. You can literally take a chance this year, take a gamble, and it may pay off for you. It can be an up or down year, but usually it's considered to be mostly positive, but you could actually, kind of like gambling. Sometimes you win and sometimes you lose in a 5-year. With relationships, are you involved?
No.
Okay. Well, I will tell you that if you meet somebody this year, chances are it's not going to be permanent. Your chances for meeting someone for a permanent relationship is more around 2012. This year, if you meet somebody, it might be a lot of fun, but I think it's more temporary. It's more a love affair than it is a permanent thing, okay? So kind of be aware of that. Let's see. How old are you exactly right now?
39.
All right. Well, I think that you're also in a time right now, and you want to pay attention to, you know, like sometimes you're in a one pinnacle, which is very good for rising to the top. I see you as maybe having your own business. I think eventually you should have your own business if you don't already. But this is a time where you really are facing your fears. You're learning what you're made of, maybe strengthening maybe some of this resolve within you, and learning a lot about yourself. So you're kind of on a journey of self-discovery. And I really feel that by the time you're 44, I think you're going to feel much more in charge and much more confident and maybe more into that leadership thing that we were talking about. Okay? So do you have anything upcoming this year that you want me to look at the months, or are you good?
Well, I started a program because I worked at a bank, and I lost my job a few years ago and been unemployed. And this year I signed up to learn programming, and by the end of the year, hopefully in another 6 or 7 months, I would like to start programming to make apps for the iPhone and iPad.
And ooh, I love
sell
it.
Games.
And well, that's a very smart thing. Yeah.
And I want to know if you see me as a entrepreneur game developer, if I could survive.
Yes, absolutely I do.
You see that in my stars?
Oh, I think you pick something brilliant. And this is the year to make that change in your life, dear heart. And this is your year to change your career, change something important. So I like that. And, of course, I think with apps, that's just going to be an ever-growing industry. And I think you do really well on you need to be your own boss. You need to run your own darn company, quite frankly. And you do have a very creative mind, so I do love this idea for you. And I really feel by September you're going to get this thing going, okay? So I'm jumping up and down for joy for you, okay?
Great.
Okay? And I'll take a look
at
your...
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, honey. And I'll look at your full name and all that tomorrow, and if I can see anything in the transits and the essences that I think are important to add to this, I'll email you, okay?
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. You're the best.
You're welcome, Frank. All right, take care, dear.
Thanks.
All right. Okay, so just like with Frank, the lines are open, and if you don't want reading, you can, if maybe you're studying numerology and maybe you have a question, you're also welcome to call into the show with your numerology question. Maybe I can shed some insight on something that you find confusing, and I'd be happy to do that. With that being said, I'm pretty sure I got another caller, so I'm going to check to see who's on the line. So who's calling, please?
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
Hi. My name's Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Madison, Ohio.
Well, great. And what can I do for you?
I was wondering if I could have the same type of reading that guy before me had.
Oh, sure. I'll be happy to do that for you. Can you give me your date of birth, please?
Yes, it's 4/28/1985.
Okay, so I have 4/28/1985. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so what I'll do is I'll just give me a second and let me just take a look at what I got here, and then I'll just let my brain engage and I'll tell you what I see, okay? So,
okay.
All right, so you're kind of like that guy you're kind of like him in a way, okay? You too, like him, an entrepreneur, very creative, out-of-the-box thinker. And you, too, should have your own business. You should be like a self-starter, be in charge, be the boss, or own your own business. I do feel that you didn't carry in, like he carried in a karmic kind of a lesson where he's afraid of his power. Or there may be circumstances in his life where sometimes he feels a little powerless, with things. But with you, it's more about the confidence. With you, you've got a one challenge, and so you got to kind of think back, because somewhere in your childhood or in your youth, your self-esteem, your sense of self-worth and self-love was somewhat kind of kicked around, okay? So you've got to kind of choose to be confident and believe in yourself, because I'm telling you, girl, you are you're very unique, you're very different, you're very creative, very inventive, you have strong leadership qualities, but you just don't believe it about yourself. Do you understand?
Yes, that's very true.
Uh-huh. And I also feel that your inner child, and if I was to say you have a very creative aspect to you, it could be with words like writing or speaking, or it could be something artistic, but also your inner child, your joyfulness, your seeing the glass half full, even believing in your own beauty and ability to express yourself, I feel that you inhibit a lot of you as well, because that inner child is kind of shut down in you as well. Do you relate to that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I want to tell you is try to do some creative things. If it's creative writing, or if you've ever entertained the idea of anything artistic, I would like to see you try to do that. And also kind of you look at the glass half full. Try to be positive about things. Try to bring back that joy and believe in yourself, because that's really important for you, really important for you. Because you don't want to go through your whole life. You know, I kind of say this jokingly, but if you wake up in the morning and say, I'm a loser, I'm a loser, I'm a loser, you're going to wake up tomorrow and be a loser. So the better thing to do is to wake up in the morning and tell yourself how wonderful you are and empower yourself with confidence. Don't let anybody tell you who you are. Don't let anybody's words bother you. It's all about you and what you believe about you. And when you are confident in you, it shows. It shows in everything you do. It shows in how you speak, when you enter a room, how people react to you. It's about you choosing to be confident. And quite often what we do is when somebody criticizes us or when somebody knocks us down, we tend to just fall right down. We let them hurt us. We it's almost like we give them the baseball bat and say, here, hit me again. And you should never allow anybody to do that to you. You stand up because you really are so unique, so different. You don't have to be like anyone else. Truly, you don't. I think that you make up your own mind about things. You don't let people influence you to tell you what to do. But I think your confidence and believing in yourself is where your problem is. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, how old are you right now?
I am 25.
Well, you're still very young, and you're also in this time of your life, I think your life will feel somewhat chaotic up until the age of 35. I mean, this is also a time for you to learn by many experiences. And you may not feel quite like you want to settle down or like you have a direction in life. You may be trying this and trying that. You might get bored a little bit, move on. There could be some travel or moving around where you live. There could be many love affairs. But the first 35 years of your life really is about you learning from experience and trying many things. So I would also tell you to be open-hearted, to try, to grow, to expand, to learn as much as you can in the 35 years, because I do see you settling down in a major way right around after the age of 36, whether this is having a family, raising a children. But this is where stability comes in, and this is where I see you really totally involved with the love and nurturing and the care of family and those around you. I feel that a spiritual is very important to you, and I really actually can see you shifting midlife. I almost feel as though it's somewhere around midlife where it could be a very spiritual direction. And I feel that ultimately that maybe you will be doing some things that do, on some level, help the world, change the world, make it a better place. I feel charity or being service to others, I feel that's also going to be a part of your life at some point later on. You're in a 9-year this year, sweetie, and in a 9-year, it's all about looking at your life and saying, okay, next year, 2012 for you, is a whole new year cycle, and you've got all these new things coming into your life. But this is the year of letting go, okay? Now, letting go of the things that aren't making you happy. So this can be sometimes major things. Like, let's say, for instance, I hate my job, but I keep going to it every single day because I got to pay the bills. But in a 9-year, it's not unusual for someone to actually lose their job. Why? Because it's not making them happy. But they're not going to quit it because they need to pay the bills. But really, they can't understand, why did I lose my job? But really, if they didn't lose it, they'd never get out there and look for the perfect job. And so by freeing yourself and making the space, you're allowing new opportunities to come in. Sometimes this can be with our job. Sometimes it can be with our relationships, like if you're in an abusive relationship or if you're in a relationship that doesn't make you happy. Sometimes it ends in a 9-year because it's time for you to move on so you can meet your Prince Charming. So this year for you, and people actually do move or change a lot of things they let go of in a 9-year. So what I would tell you is as you move through 2011, if something's trying to leave you, meaning let's say a relationship's not working out, you hate your job, whatever the case may be, if something seems to be you're letting go of it, let go, and know that next year it's going to replace it with something else, something new and different and fresh and something that makes you happier. So let go this year to prepare for the new for next year. I would tell you not to start anything this year, meaning I wouldn't begin something major this year. Now, are you in a relationship?
Yes, I have been for almost 10 years.
Okay, and is that going well for you?
Sometimes.
Okay. Well, if this relationship deteriorates this year, okay, meaning that this isn't really the one, you might find that you might decide, okay, it's time to move on. I mean, don't be surprised. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but that potentially is possible, okay? Okay. 9 years is letting go to open up new opportunities. So next year, this year can be a little dramatic. What I would tell you is the best way to go about this year is even if you do a little feng shui in your life, like kind of go through your apartment, if you've got garbage or junk in there that you never use, you never touch, it's old crap, get rid of it, bring in some fresh energy, do some charity work, do kind things for other people. That's what you want to do in a 9-year. You may be finishing something as well, like sometimes people go to school for all these years, and it just so happens in a 9-year they're done. So there may be a project or something that's coming to completion this year as well. And it's all good because next year it's fresh energy, new experiences. These are things you haven't done before. These are all brand new, cool stuff. And so this is just your year of letting go. So just try to be tolerant and let it go. Don't start new things until at least October of this year. But hopefully if you can hold on to 2012, that's when you want to begin something new, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. So good luck.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Thanks for calling in the show.
Have a great night.
All right, you too. All right. As I said, the lines are open, so if you've got numerology questions, if you would like a reading, you're more than welcome to call into the show, and I'll do the same thing that I just did for the last two people. I know I just heard a beep. That's great. And, caller, I'm going to get right to you. I did want to bring up that we've got some upcoming guests on Visible by Numbers, and you know what? I'm telling you, I hit the mother load, okay? Sometimes I really like being me because I like who I get to talk to, and I like that interaction. And I literally booked John Holland, Lisa Williams, and James Von Prague. And you don't see James Von Prague on internet radio shows that often, so that's pretty darn cool. I also have Lisa Welko coming in, and she's a shaman, and I can't wait to talk to her. So we've got some really fabulous guests coming up on BBS and on the upcoming shows in February, March, and April, May, June. I know, really great shows. So stay tuned. I'm really excited about that. I love my job. Okay, so I got a caller, and so who's calling?
Shannon.
Hi. This is Shannon.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Did you say your name was Shannon?
Shannon.
Okay. And what did you want me to do a reading for you, or do you have a question?
You can do a reading for me. This is my first time calling you, so sure, you can do a reading.
All right, why don't you give me your date of birth?
It's 3/29/74.
3/29/1974, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty, then. Give me a second. Let me just connect to this and decide what I want to tell you, all right? So when I'm doing this reading, this is really based upon your date of birth. In numerology, everybody's aware that you have more than just these numbers in your chart. There's a whole lot of information there. But what I'm just going to do here is I'm going to connect to this and give you some insight on this particular information
okay.
that I'm looking at. So you are also classically, okay, you fit the bill. You ding, ding, two flags, you're an old soul. Okay, in numerology, like I was saying to my first caller, there are certain aspects that we look at a chart. When we look at those aspects, they tell us old soul energy. So you, my dear, are very old soul. Okay, so that's first and foremost.
Okay.
I also would tell you that your 29th birthday is telling you something. You have an open doorway to the spiritual realm, and you may not realize it, but this makes you quite psychic. And so you may actually get information. You might think it's your own thoughts, your own feelings, but really you're being guided from above, and you receive psychic insight. So paranormal experiences, feelings of deja vu, strong dreams, very strong feelings about things, being very strongly clairsentient or even empathic, that's right up the ballpark with you, okay? So trust your instincts, okay? And especially being an old soul, because you can really get some important information. Now, you also, in the early part of your life, you're one of the most normal challenges, meaning it's the one we most often see, is a one challenge. And this is the one that is, you know, pretty average. And you also have a one challenge, quite like what I talked about with the last two callers, with confidence and self-esteem and self-worth. And given what I see in the rest of your chart, it's really important for you to believe in yourself because, child, you can be very successful in life. But it all stems from you believing in you and knowing that you could do this. You are an 8 life path. And when we look at people that have that energy, it is a life path that brings in opportunity with money, power, success. This can be the rags to riches sort of a number. It can be also the number that a person leaves a legacy of accomplishment behind, meaning when it's all said and done and when you're ready to hang up your tennis shoes, when you look back upon your life, you really have accomplished a lot. This can bring powerful and influential people around you, and it's also a very business-orientated number, so this tells me that, you know, you want to get out there into the business world, that you could probably rise to the top. Or you're going to at least use this business acumen that you have here in whatever it is that you choose to do in life. I mean, you are a competitive person, an ambitious person, the type of person that wants to succeed. And you also drive yourself somewhat because it's important for you at the end of the day, what have I accomplished today? If you haven't accomplished something, you might actually feel like you goofed off. I'm going to tell you that you can be very determined. And I can also tell you that no matter what life brings you, you might be able to get, you know, maybe you get knocked down once in a while, but you get up again and you get up swinging and you get on with the business of life because 8s, you know, they're tough cookies and they just don't give up. They never give up. So you can overcome anything in your life, anything in your life. I would tell you that it's really important for you not to make money the goal. Usually 8s like money. They like their money. They like to look like they're doing well. They like to have their clothes to tell people, look at my designer bag. Hey, I'm doing good. Okay, but does that mean that money's the goal? No, money's not the goal. The goal is what can you accomplish. So it's important for you to set goals, work to achieve them, and when you've achieved that goal, set another goal. I'm going to tell you, hey, it's not unusual for an 8 to have a financial big deal in their life, like maybe a loss of a business or a reversal of some sort. But really, in all honesty, this is part of what the 8s do. They doesn't matter what happens, they can always rise to the top. They can always make back that million that they lost. It's like a river of abundance that wants to flow to you, but what you have to do is you have to always never give up and just keep on trucking. Now, ethical, you have to be ethical. If you, and I'm not saying you, but if any 8 is greedy, or if they make an unethical business deal, that will instantly bring karma to you so that you're going to lose the money that you made in that deal. So And it's kind of like one of those things where you reap what you sow. So being an eight, you always must do the next right thing. You always must send out what you want to receive and always be careful of what you do because it'll come back and it'll get you. I think that you can be a little bit of a workaholic with this energy as well. So just kind of be aware of that. Now, I think you're very perceptive with people. So I think one of the things you also want to know is that when you get really strong feelings about people, if they're good or if they're bad, if you think that they're you can't trust them, I want you to always follow that gut instinct. I'll tell you that much. Now, the first
yeah,
almost...
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, trust your instincts to your heart, okay? Now, how old are you exactly okay. right now?
36.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I see that. You've been in a five energy for almost all of your life, okay? So, again, when you have five pentacles, it tends to... you may have been all over the ballpark, maybe trying different careers or different experiences, or maybe there could have been a lot of travel or change around you for the first 37 years. And it might have been hard to settle things down for you. I'm going to tell you that you're in a 9 year, so you're finishing up a pinnacle, and you're getting ready to jump into a one pinnacle. Actually, you're going to jump into that in March. So when you get into the one pinnacle, this is really a time for you of great achievement. You could rise to the top or take a leadership position or rise in authority. Usually this is very beneficial for business. And you want to also understand that this particular pinnacle is going to help you with your challenges so that if you're afraid of stuff, it's going to teach you to be fearless. If you don't have courage, it's going to give you courage. You're going to find out how strong you are. Things are going to keep coming at you, and you may have to do it by your own hand, meaning nobody's going to do it for you. You've got to do it. And when it's all said and done and you're looking at it, you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe I actually did that. You need to reach around and pat yourself on the back because what this pinnacle is going to teach you is just how strong you are and just what you're capable. And it's a time of great discovery of self. So you're going to find all these unhidden talents, and you're going to turn the attention on you and what you need and what your dreams and your aspirations are. It's a time when your ambition is going to kick in. And I really feel that this is really going to help with those challenges so that you're really going to feel like you are strong, large, and in charge, and have a lot more confidence in yourself by the time this pinnacle is said and done. But just remember, over the next 9 years, if stuff comes in and you kind of feel like, oh, my God, I'm scared, and then you manage to do it, you're just going to end up being so proud of yourself. So this is a really great time, and it's very good for business. Now, this year for you in a 9 year is, like I was telling the last caller, it's a time of letting go. It's a time of endings and completions. So you're done with a certain phase of your life, and it's time to move on. And so it's kind of like clearing the space to bring in the new stuff. I use the analogy that if you've got a room full of furniture and you order new furniture, you can't have them bring it in and set it on top of your old. You've got to get rid of the old, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is really what you're doing this year is you're going through that process of weeding out your life of what you no longer need and what no longer serves your greatest and highest good in order to make room for the new opportunities that are coming in for you in 2012. And this is all new stuff, okay? You're not really going to be carrying the past so much forward, but you're just kind of going to be bringing in new stuff, okay? And you might want to listen back, or have you been listening to the show from the beginning?
No, ma'am. I just got connected.
Okay. Well, don't start anything new in 2011, okay? This is a process of letting go. So what I was telling the earlier callers is, it's like, let's say you're miserable with your job and you hate your job. Well, if you lose your job or you decide to quit your job in a 9 year, you're actually right on target because you got to let go of what doesn't make you happy because there's a new job around the corner for you in 2012. Same thing goes with your relationships. If you're not happy in a marriage or in a situation, sometimes you let go in the 9 year because your Prince Charming is right around the corner in the new energy. Sometimes people leave your life. It could be friends. It could be old ideas. It could just be the garbage in your house. But it's all about clearing out the space in your life and all the things that don't make you happy. And this is what the process that you're going to be going through in 2011. And trust me, by 2012, all brand new stuff comes to you, and it's a whole new ballpark, okay? So this is the year of letting go. Don't start anything new this year, even a relationship. Forget about it. It's about finishing up and completions, not new beginnings. And you start new things in 2012. Okay, my dear?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You got any questions?
You're awesome.
Are you good? Okay, you're very welcome, sweetie. Good luck. Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And also those of you that have listened and called in, again, I refer you back to my website, visiblebynumbers.com, visiblebynumbers.com. There is a video that's on the website. It's a YouTube video, and that'll go back over the personal year numbers for you so that you can re-listen to what a 9 personal year is. I know that I've got a caller, and I'm going to get right to you in just a second. I also want to tell everyone that BBS, you can listen to the archives of this particular show, and I've taught a lot of different shows on numerology from the moment I think I've been on the air for 4 years, so there's a lot of different shows that teach various different aspects of numerology. Plus, we've had some fabulous guests on the show, a lot of fun different shows. And so if you go to BBS Radio and there's that drop-down list and then there's Visible by Numbers, you'll see where there's a little archive link. And so I kind of encourage everyone to take a look at the archives. They are up to date. You can click on the information. It tells you what the show is all about. Maybe there's a show there that you might want to listen back to. Okay, so I'm going to take my next caller. So who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison. My name is Brad.
Hi, Brad. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. Thank you so much for taking my call. It's just a pleasure to listen to your program and all the wonderful information you're so giving to so many people. I've had a bit of a tough couple of years. It's challenging. I don't know what's been going on, but if you could do a reading for me, I'd sure appreciate that.
Sure. Would you give me your date of birth, please?
January 27, 1966.
Okay. All right. 1/27/1966. So let
me just take a
look. Yes. All right. Just give me a minute and let them talk to me. It's really funny because when I look at the numbers, mm-hmm. they actually start talking. So I just sit and listen for a minute and let them tell me what they want to say. So I know that sounds strange.
I can relate to that.
Okay. Well, and you're how old right now, dear?
I'm just going to turn 45 in 3 days.
Okay. Well, you're a 5 life path, and, you know, you have to understand since the minute you were born, you were kind of on a little bit of a roller coaster ride, okay? And there's a beautiful mm-hmm. thing to being a 5. It's a wonderful thing. Because you don't have to live life the way other people do. For you, change is constant. It's kind of like, woohoo. You can change the theme of your life so many times during your life. You also have so many more opportunities to experience things than other people. And you have so many talents, like a 5. Anybody that's got 5, actually your first two numbers, the 5 life path as well as the 27 birthday is telling me how multi-talented you are. You do everything well. Sometimes finding the direction of your life, like what do I want to do? Because you're good at everything. But the one thing about you is you'll get bored. And it's like, I'll do this, I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, I'm ready to move on, okay? So it's kind of important for you. It's really important for you to find what you're passionate about. And whatever you do in life, it has to be interesting. It can't be the same old every single day, because that's the kiss of death for you. You've got to have something that challenges your mind, because you're very mental. You're very curious. You love to learn new things. Your type of energy, I think, some of the things you're really suited for is anything having to do with communication. You have a very nice voice.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be television, radio, media. It could be writing books, because this is also the number. You're very gifted with words. It's either speaking them or writing them, but this could be author as well.
Wow.
Things having to do with traveling, adventure. I mean, you're like you're the bohemian. You're this free spirit, okay? And so you don't like when somebody puts up that roadblock and says, you can't do this. Or you have to do that. I know one thing for you. Unless you like doing it, you're a little bit of a pissy pants if you have to do it, okay?
You got that right. You
just okay, it's like, go
right
mow the yard.
Right on the nail on the head.
Go mow the yard. No, that's not that much fun, okay?
Yeah.
You probably, anybody that knows
exactly.
You probably yells at you for being irresponsible, but it's not that you're irresponsible. It's just mundane things just really don't interest you that much, right?
So true, so true, okay. Absolutely.
Okay, but you've got this beautiful
absolutely.
Thing. Of,
yeah,
you sales, networking, marketing, also even stock market. You're a gambler. This is the kind of guy that could take a risk in his life. You can fall in a pile of crap and come up smelling like a roses. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is with life. You can be up with money 1 minute, down with money the next, but the one thing's for sure, if you're down, it's ready to change back to up. It's always up and down. You can make your millions and lose your millions, but the thing of it is the five.
Right.
You just got to fly by the seat of your pants in this lifetime. Fly by the seat of your pants. You don't have to live life the way other people do. And people probably say, oh, he's the problem child, or why didn't he settle down? But that's okay. You don't have to because you're a five. You learn by experience, so therefore it's meant for you to have many experiences in life. It's kind of like life is a buffet, so try a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, and just be
exactly.
the free spirit that you are, okay? Just be who you are. Now, the only thing I would caution you about is fives don't like to moderate things, meaning they can overindulge a little bit, and sometimes with a physical body, okay? So for you, when it comes to eating, drinking, smoking, sex, you got to rein it in. I mean, I don't know, you could have a trampoline in your bedroom, and that's probably okay if you're five, but I'm just saying you just are more sensual and sexual and more, you're robust. Life is, you know, you're just one of those people. But you got to keep it moderated. And you might even find, I mean, it's really interesting, fives, both men and women love you, okay? It's just one of those numbers that's universal, even sexually universal. So that's kind of interesting. So I wouldn't, I know that, huh? What'd you say?
Well, I giggled and said yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay. So anyhow, first and foremost, love yourself. And okay, so sometimes you're down, hey, give it time, you're going to be up, okay? Last year for you was kind of the kiss of death. You were kind of in a box and you didn't have your freedom, or last year maybe there was a lot of rules and regulations. So last year wouldn't have been a fun year for you, but you're in a 5 year this year, so this is kind of like your year. My only thing with you is impulsive decisions. Think about something before you do it, because you're liable to jump off a cliff this year, okay? You're, like, so wanting things to change. You're liable to just jump without thinking.
Exactly.
Okay? And, you know, money with you, it can go through your hands like a sieve sometimes, too. So let's face it. So I just really feel that this year for you is whatever's been going on with you, this is your year to bring in some changes, okay? So if you don't have a job, you're going to get a job. If you need to move, you're going to move. If you're in a bad relationship, you might change that. But this is the year to make some major changes in your life. I'm only saying to you, think about it, okay? Think about it first, okay?
Yeah.
Give it a 24-hour rule, and if it sounds good in the morning, then maybe try it, okay? I'm going to tell you that you've got gifts with making money. I mean, making money flow to you, okay? I feel you got a lot of business skills. I'm also going to tell you that lighten up, have fun, but I don't want you to be, like, too easygoing that you're not, you're jack-of-all-trades, master of none. Do you understand?
Yes, totally. Yeah.
Okay. And you've got a really good skill. Yeah. You've got an it factor, child. Okay? Star quality. People love you. Your smile, everything about you. So I'd like to see you either write, or I almost want to put you in media. And I got to tell you, too, that you have international around you, so international business, or it could be international fame. I could see you like being a news reporter or somebody that travels all over the world. Just enjoy who you are, because I'm jealous. And you really got some important work. I'm going to tell you that later on in your life, I'm going to just point blank tell you, I can see international and tons of money around you, okay? So stop whining. I don't care what the last couple of years been like. It's taught you something, okay? It's taught you something. You're five. You'll get over it. You'll move on. You're incredibly blessed with this beautiful energy, and so enjoy it, okay? You might drive people nuts, but I love me, my five. They're great, okay?
You're wonderful. Thank you so much, Allison. Everything was dead on. Absolutely. You're wonderful.
Okay, thanks,
you take
honey.
Good care.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Have fun, five. All right, bye-bye. All right. Well, you know, it's kind of amazing how fast and how time flies when you're having fun. And so, you know, I meant to get to some other things, but, you know, it always is that way on this type of show. But I'll be back again next week doing the same thing. So you can call into the show next week. So thank you, everyone that called in. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Truly appreciate it. Love you all. It was really a fun evening for me. And like I say, I'll be back next week doing the same darn thing. So see you then. Have a great night, everybody. Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.